Each episode of the Lion Goat podcast is completely improvised. Expect comedy. Do not expect consistency or sense to be made. This is random nonsense for your amusement. I am Podbot. I make the bebops go beep boop. On today's episode, we class things up again with a witty but droll interview with another surprisingly candid guest. If you want to experience this podcast as intended, listen while wearing stereo headphones. Warning: the following podcast contains explicit material intended for emotionally immature adults. Trigger warnings for this episode include discussion about adult themes, violence, profanity, murder, sexually explicit behavior, political incorrectness, animal, emotional, mental, physical, sexual, and substance abuse. Listen to this. It might rot your brain. I warned you.
Yes. My name is Dara.
Oh, yes.
I'm the show's producer.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. I'm so excited to keep you waiting.
Okay.
Yes, I'll be showing you the way to the studio. It's just over here.
Okay.
I just have to tell you, on the down up between you and me,
right?
I'm such a huge fan.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I do.
I'm sure you must.
Don't gush. I'm just a normal guy. You don't have to stress or nothing, you know.
No, I would never dream.
Okay.
Okay, let's get you in the studio then.
Okay. I'll just follow you then.
Yes, are you comfortable? Is there anything that you require?
Oh, I could get a nice cold drink would be.
What would you like?
Oh, it doesn't matter. The stronger the better, you know, sweetheart.
Well, we've got a few. I mean, do you want a beer? We've got beers in the fridge.
Oh, you got beers? Yeah, definitely. Give me a cold beer, yeah.
All right. I bet you like to watch the Stillers game over the weekends, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You like to crack open a couple?
The Stillers, they're the greatest ballers in the game.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
No.
Originally?
No.
Oh, okay.
Massive.
Not many people say that if they're not here. Maybe people can't see it. I don't understand what's wrong with it, but they can't see the beauty.
Well, this is a lovely place. It's a lovely place.
I agree. I love it. You know, we have all the iron works. It's delightful.
There's a lot of iron. You know, this is like the second time I've been here. We came here in 95 on tour. It was a nice place then. It's a nice place now. I think it's even gotten better, if that's possible.
I remember that tour. That was for the Zydeco record. Wasn't it? The Zydeco record.
Yeah, that was that one.
Whatever happened to the Zydeco days?
Well, you know, we just are experimental with each album. Each album takes a different genre of music, and we just run with it.
Oh, I see.
As far as we can. We do a little tour after album's released.
It's so creative.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun.
I would love to stand here and chat with you all day, but we've got to get you in the chair. He's very particular about the time,
okay.
And this engineer here, he's wonderfully talented, but he just keeps a schedule that's very, very tight. Very tight.
Oh, yeah, he's like my manager. Thank you, Garrow. And thank you, Perspicacious Thompson, for having me on the show. I'm glad to be here.
I apologize. He really hates that. You've got to... It's perspicacious.
Perspicacious. Is that not what I said? I apologize.
That's right. That's it. You've got it. You're so good with names.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for being so good. But no one ever gets it right. I don't know what his mother was thinking. Anyways, don't tell him that I said that.
No. That's between us, dear.
He can hear me right now. Oh, God. I'm probably going to lose my job.
Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it.
I'm going to lose it for sure.
You know.
God.
I mean, it's just idle chit-chat. You don't pass the time before the mock starts. It'll be fine. We're just goofing around, you know? Tell him not to stress. Tell him I said it's fine.
He said if there were any mistakes when he comes back...
Garrow, have you prepared the guest?
Specifications, it's so wonderful to have you back.
Thank you, Garrow.
We're almost ready for your delightful intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to another evening... of droll interviews with Persipicacious Thompson. I am your host, Persipicacious Thompson. Thank you again for joining us here for another droll interview as we delve into the most prescient topics of our time with the most exclusive interviews with the most interesting guests. I also want to say to the listeners, thank you for your patience. I'm so happy to be back from my little stint of R&R, my rest and relaxation. It was a much-needed break, but I'm happy to be back here with you in the studio with our headphones on and our microphones rolling. It is a special opportunity here on Droll Interview, when one has the chance to interview a man of this illustrious measure, a man who has lived so many experiences through his life that he contains within his character a certain equitable inequability. And with no further ado, I'll introduce you to this week's guest. He is one of the world's most renowned recording artists, Lexi Penelope. Thank you, Lexi Penelope. Welcome to the studio. How are you today?
Yes, I am fine. I'm happy to be here, Mr. Persipicacious. I'm glad to be here and to talk about the new album and the career so far. It's a pleasure. And your assistant Gerald is very nice. Thank you for having me, and thank you for this very wet beverage that she's given me.
Well, that is a first. Someone who can appreciate Gerald's talents. Gerald, you'll be happy to hear that. As I know it warms my heart, I hope it warms hers as well.
Yes, of course.
And you mentioned that you're back in the studio. Are you recording the new album, or is the new album finished at this point?
No, well, we're wrapping it up. We've got about one more session to do a couple overdubs, and It's a fine quality album. We're down at Mushel Souls, the same place that Lynyrd Skynyrd's recorded, the Allman Brothers recorded, Eric Clapton recorded. There's a lot of great Aretha Franklin recorded. There's a lot of great energy, and I believe you can hear it in the recording. I mean, it moved us as musicians to be there, and so it's a sacred place.
That sounds wonderful. I'm sure it is quite moving, and I can't wait to hear the first sample track. Hopefully you'll be able to send us to us here in the studio.
Most certainly. Signed copy coming right at you, sir, as soon as we're done with it. I promise.
That's wonderful. And now, Mushel Souls, is that what you called it?
Yes.
Is that a place that's in the South? Am I correct about that?
Yes, it is in the South. I believe that was Alabama, where we were. There were a lot of people with no teeth.
Oh yes, I thought I'd told my engineer and Gerald never to have another interviewee from Alabama, but I'm sure you're not actually from Alabama, are you?
No, I'm not from. I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh, that's a good relief.
Yeah.
Yes. So you know about the ways here in the North. We had an interview not too long ago from a man. I believe he might have been from Missibama or Alasippi or Alaorgia, some state like that. I'm not sure. I've never been south of the Mason-Dixon line. Indeed, I like to stay here in Pittsburgh, where we seem to do things right, if I could be so bold to say to our lovely Pittsburgh audience.
You're such a professional.
But so tell me more about this recording experience.
Oh, it was a very pleasant time. You know, you go down there, you play your songs. We decided, we opted to play together in the group, you know, all together at one time. So there were lots of microphones set up all over the place for quality, you know, sound.
Yes.
You know, because those guys are top of their game. They're A-game guys down there. They know what they're doing when it comes to recordings. So all we had to do was show up and be us as a band, you know.
I see.
I play the tambourine, as you know.
No.
And I do the lead vocals. And Robert, he plays the bass, and Jerry plays the guitar, and Phil, he plays the drums, and we were just there in that energy, in that magical place of Muscle Shoals, and capturing it, you know. We were just full of that vibe, you know, laying down those blues beats as we do.
Yes.
I know you're going to be like a tambourine in a blues band, but, you know, there's not a lot of that. But we're trying to jazz it up, as they say, or do something a little different.
I see.
The album, we just got like three more overdubs to do, and they're going to do that while I'm doing this here in Pittsburgh. We're going to call the album Fuck My Face in the Blues, Key of D.
Oh, damn. That does. That sounds unreasonable. Are you sure that's
well,
the best?
Well, you know, to keep up with the popular music, we've got to be a little raunchy, which is sad. It really is the state of music today.
That does sound quite sad. I don't think that I would enjoy that experience at all.
We did cover that WAP song. It's phenomenal. We did a great job covering WAP as a blues tune. I didn't think it was going to work, but producer Mike Hutchinson, he's a wonder. Just gets you where you need to be every time. He's a magical man.
Park that wicked Mac truck right in the slitter. I'm fucking drop some macaroni in a pot. That little dangly thing at a garden snake. I need a king drink in the back of my fucking. I'm not afraid. I need a bottom feeder. That's so hot. Drop something nose. I pulled up the car.
And as the lead tambourine player, as it was, do you find that the music that you're recording these days are pushing the boundaries of your comfort zone?
Oh yeah, totally. You've got to find the line, and then you cross it. Because otherwise, nobody's going to care about you. Nobody's going to listen to you. You know, you're not going to get any mainstream play, you know.
Yes.
Unless you wear dresses and sing about beating up women and doing drugs in a club. But that's not what the blues is about, you know.
Yes.
The blues is about tough times and getting through them, relying on each other, you know. Well, you know, there are some blues songs about the booze, but, you know, a lot of great musicians were blues musicians were horrible drunks. I can't deny that, you know.
Okay.
Howlin' Wolf.
Now, do you find that blues, is that the genre of music that you said that you play?
Yes, this particular album. We like to flip-flop around on genres. We find one that we feel in it.
I see.
And Muscle Shoals is a blues place, you know. The Allman Brothers recorded there. They're great.
I do like almonds with my ice cream.
Yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, who doesn't?
Oh, goodness, I crack myself up sometimes.
Eric Clapton recorded Layla there, you know.
Yes, the clapping when Erics are in the room, I'm sure that does happen.
Yeah.
Small acts of kindness. I like to dwell upon small acts of kindness. Could you tell our audience what small act of kindness were you once shown that you will never be able to forget?
Well, it was 1987, and I was just learning the guitar. I'm brand new. I've had it. We got it secondhand at a pawn shop. I mowed lawns for all summer to get this guitar, right? And I didn't have a pick.
I see.
And I didn't know how to play without a pick.
I see.
Or with, you know, I didn't have a pick to play with, so I didn't know how to play anything, fingerstyle or flamingo or anything like that.
Yes.
And the pawn shop guy was just like, here, man, here's the pick. And it just changed my life. Changed my life.
And that just skyrocketed you straight into the career of lead tambourine man.
Well, yes. I mean, that's what I play now, but I can play multiple instruments. I see. I'm multifaceted. You know, I got a little talent. I don't safe to say.
Instrumentalist. That must come in handy when you're flip-flopping between genres.
I belt out the blues. I rattle the teen, you know. Even rock the cowbell.
That must come in handy when you're flip-flopping between genres as you do from album to album.
Yes, yes. I shredded the guitar, as they say. I shredded on our last album, which was a full-on thrash metal album, because, you know, we like to keep it fresh and mix it up, the guys and I.
I see. Sometimes I do have to shred documents when it's tax time or the end of the month.
Really?
I can relate to needing to use a shredder. Is that at all what you mean? Are you shredding the scores of the music once you've played the music?
No, I'm shredding the fretboard up and down. I mean, I'm leaving it smoking. That's how fast. Thrash metal is very fast.
Oh.
And I think I dislocated a couple of fingers at one rehearsal.
Oh.
And I had to tape them up, you know, because you're just lightning fast everywhere. Because, you know.
Wow. That sounds like a horribly unpleasant experience. Garrel, I do believe there's some sounds coming from the control booth.
I don't know what the...
Perhaps you could... get the engineer to address the issues, maybe help out the guest here to make sure that their headphones are working. I think that they're having a little bit of trouble hearing the words as I'm saying them, if you wouldn't mind.
Get right on.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's my manager. That's my manager texting me. I apologize. I forgot to turn the volume off of my phone, and I'm sorry.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lexi. You're so wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Garrel.
We're so delighted.
Yes. Of course. Thank you, darling. Thank you, thank you.
We're just delighted to have you back.
Yes, it is wonderful to be back. Thank you for saying
that. You're precipitous. Oh, you, it's wonderful.
Not during the interview, darling.
I go on. I'm so sorry.
But we'll get into that in a few moments.
Yes. Precipitous.
Okay.
Yes, I'll wrap it up. Yes.
Thank you. Lexi, if you were to instill any piece of advice into a newborn baby that you expected to craft and mold and shape into a musician one day, what advice would you give a freshly born, just slightly dry, still moist from the birthing table, newborn baby?
You know, I would say to that little guy, I would look him square in the face, right in his eyeballs, his fresh, brand new eyeballs, just wide at the world, and I would say, do it.
Do what, sir?
Do it, man. Do it.
Do what, sir?
You do it. Make that music.
Oh, yes.
Play that funky music till you die, sir.
Oh, here it is. We can hear the music playing that lets us know that it's time for a commercial. We'll be back shortly. Stick with us here on Droll Interview.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine, this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
No, Garrel, I don't require any sort of beverage. Everything is fine. I would recommend not giving the guest a beverage before we start. Welcome back. to another evening of droll interviews with Perspicacious Thompson. This is your host, Perspicacious Thompson. Thank you for your patience. We're here on Droll Interviews with one of the world's most renowned musicians. So as you said before the commercial break, you would tell the newborn infant, while it's squalling and yelping, screaming and crying, to just do it.
That's right. I might even break out the microphone and record that wail. I mean, that's primal. That's brand new vocals, you know. It's primal. It's his first screaming solo, and that could go down in history as a dope track, you know what I'm saying? That could be hard.
I do believe that Janis Joplin made an entire career out of that. Isn't that true?
I don't think she cried.
I mean wailings.
Wail the blues, as you would say.
Yes.
But she's a phenomenal vocalist, and I mean,
yes.
just amazing. And move your soul listening to old Janis. I tell you what, you should have her on the show.
Well, I wish that I could. I so dearly wish that I could. I just don't think that that's possible.
You don't have her agent's number?
Oh, please continue. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have Janice's agent's number or manager's number. I mean, if you just call the studio, they'll hook you right up.
No, I'm not even sure she's still alive these days.
What do you mean she's not alive?
I'm not sure.
I just listened to her CD yesterday. She has to be alive.
Well, no, I think that's one of the fortunate events of recording. Is the medium itself can live long past the life of the recording artist. Many of the artists that you were just speaking of earlier have passed away. For example, I believe that, what is his name, Skynyrd Leonard, or I believe many of those people have passed away, haven't they?
Well, I don't know. I don't keep in touch with those guys.
Oh, I hate to be breaking bad news.
Yeah, it's sad. How did I die, you think?
A plane crash, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that's messy.
Yes. I would not advise taking a small plane back to Muscle Shoals, if that's what you have in mind.
No, I'm taking a bus, buddy. I'm not risking a plane crash. I'm not going to die like that. No.
Indeed, probably smart. It might be even smarter just to head right back up to New York and avoid Alabama completely.
It might be, you're right.
I don't want to encourage you not to finish the album. I'm sure that last tambourine solo is just going to be the perfect amount of spice.
Oh, no, like I said, it's done. It's just a couple of touch-up things.
And, really?
Oh, yeah, I murdered it.
Ooh.
On a track called Too Sad to Stand Up. I mean, I murdered the tambourine on it, you know.
Really?
I was killing it, yeah.
And were you using a common beat for the blues?
If
you'll forgive my little...
yeah, quite funny. Yes,
my
sir.
Little pun, what sort of timbre does the tambourine use on a blues song?
Well, a key of C. C is a good blues.
Oh, you've tuned your tambourine, indeed.
Well, you can tune them. You just gotta tighten a little.
Is that common, or is that above and beyond?
Do what now?
Is it common to tune the tambourine, or have you gone above and beyond?
Oh, it's common to tune all your instruments, or don't want them out of tune. That just makes you sound like a no-talent hack, and you can't have that if you're gonna go into the studio and be a professional like I am. You can't even let anybody think for a moment you don't even know what the fuck you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, please, if you don't mind, this is a public radio performance.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Yes, we can bleep over that one, can't we, Garrow?
Yes, we talked about this last time.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I see.
Yes.
Okay. Perhaps in post.
I didn't know my microphone was on.
Yes.
I prepared it. I got the button so I can turn it off.
Okay. Thank you, Garrow.
I didn't interrupt.
No. Thank you, Garrow.
No.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
So
yes, okay. Back to the interview now, Garrow. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Which is worse, Lexi? Dying or never trying?
Well, never trying. Never trying. If you don't try, you're already dead, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You might as well be dead anyway, because, you know, you're going to die regardless. You best give it your best effort at trying.
Yes,
I mean, yes. Otherwise you're just lazy and a failure.
I thought we had addressed the noises in the studio.
He had his telephone on the whole time. I told him when he walked in the door.
Girl, if you don't mind, please, could you take care of that?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Maxie.
Well, that's fine. I turned my phone off, like you said. I did right after the first time. I don't know where that other stuff was coming from.
No, that wasn't intended for you. No, I was talking about the last interview. Not you, sir. Not you, sir. The last one.
You know, maybe one of the other studios, Mike's, is live.
I know.
Or maybe the place is haunted. You ever think of that?
That's absolutely possible. It's absolutely possible that's what happened. That's absolutely possible. Precipitations.
Okay, thank you.
On your mark.
Thank you. What is life asking of you next?
Well, I think we're gonna go on a tour of the States.
I see.
And Canada.
Uh-huh.
And probably hit a few towns down there in Mexico, because if you got the blues, if you're going to bring the blues around the world, you got to go to Mexico, because, you know, there's a lot of impoverished people down there that need their spirits lifted up by acknowledging, you know, the sadness.
Yeah.
You know what they say? There's a saying, whenever you're worried or troubled, you just sing. You just sing about those troubles and they will pass. and that's what we're trying to do with this album, you know?
Yes. I have no personal experience of that, except perhaps at times when dealing with staff that don't want to follow the simple, banal requests that one might send lovingly and gently in their direction, but I don't mean to wane on. So you say there are people in life that are not feeling good at times.
Oh, yeah. It's a messed up world out there. You know, a lot of people are broke despite the fact that minimum wage is like $45. You know, a gallon of milk is $15.95. A loaf of bread is $32.99. I mean, the prices are ridiculous.
Oh.
The economy's in a horrible state. A gallon of gas is literally $101 right now. And it is awful.
Oh.
It's just awful. So, you know, there's a lot of sadness. So we're just going to go and sing about stuff and lift spirits and tour the countries.
So is there an exchange rate, perhaps, that you're not accounting for in Mexico that makes the milk and the bread so expensive? Is that what's going on indeed?
Well, it could be a peso. I don't know what their money's currencies are called, the loony or the daffodil or something. I am uncertain, but I, you know, the price of everything is very high because the world economy is just going down the toilet. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't really want to hear the opinions of a musician or an actor or a ball player who get paid as much as we do, but it's hurting us.
Okay, then.
These millions of dollars that we're getting, they just don't last like they used to.
Ah, yeah.
With all the whores and the drugs that we do, and the houses that we buy, and the hotels that we just trash, and the cars that we crash, you know.
Uh-huh.
I try to budget my money. I have an accountant. I will give you his card, and because you said you were having some financial issues earlier, and I believe that's he's a good guy. He's an honest guy. He won't steal from you.
Well, I do find that feeding the horses costs a little bit more than it used to. That indeed is truly one of the issues that I'm facing with my stables here.
How many horses do you have now?
Oh, one never knows. You just go to the stables and you pick out whichever one you want to ride today. Sometimes it's the light brown one, sometimes it's the dark brown one. They're all lovely creatures. I really don't know how many there are. Perhaps I should count the next time I'm there.
Are they race horses, or are you just breeding them?
I don't breed them personally. I believe there is someone that breeds the horses, or at least lets them have fun on Friday nights. I'm not quite sure what they do when I'm not there, but...
Everybody should have fun on a Friday, you know. It's Friday. It's the weekend, you know. You gotta let your hair down and...
Yes.
And I recommend going to the dive bars. They're the best, you know. You get good music in a dive bar, you know.
Oh, really?
We play a lot of dive bars, the shotgun style, where it's just one long hallway and some tables in a bar off over to the left and right by the front window. We're up there, you know, accidentally busting glass windows out. That was rather expensive.
That sounds expensive.
You know, the music is loud. You know, our amps go to 11 and we keep them there, you know.
Audience, stick with us as we go to another commercial. We'll be back to hear more about whether or not this is Olympic competitive style diving or just the run-of-the-mill AAA competitive style diving here on Droll Interview.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine, this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Droll Interview with your host, Perspicacious Thompson. Geralt, I swear, please solve the noise issues.
There shouldn't be any more interruptions.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We'll cut it out, but... It's about the tone, Geralt.
No,
just continue.
It's about keeping track of my point of view. Now,
okay.
I explained this when I went on break.
You know, we're going first.
There's a certain standard.
No.
Yes, Geralt, it's a standard.
We don't expect there'll be any more.
Okay, we'll talk about this after the interview.
Of course not.
Where were we? Competition diving. Yes. Now, do you have to move the bar out of the way to prevent the diver from crashing into the bar as they're flipping and flopping and whipping and whopping and doing all of the many tricks that they do trying to make the smallest wave factor?
I wouldn't know. I'm a musician. Not a diver.
Right.
I swim in a pool, but I don't dive. I mean...
Oh, I thought you were saying that you perform with the competitive style diving.
No, I have never said that.
At the bar?
I have never done that. And
I apologize.
I frankly have to have a life raft whenever I'm in the pool. It's ridiculous that I have 7 pools in the backyard, but and a tennis court. Now I don't even play tennis either. I don't understand that game. If you just play ping pong, it's much more fun.
Are you playing pickleball these days? I hear that's all the rage.
What the hell is pickleball?
Oh, I'm not sure if it involves kosher or dill or sweet and sour or bread and butter, but I do believe it is something to do with a racket and a pickle.
She just hit the pickle back and forth over the net. Is there a net? Is it a table or a court?
I'm not certain, no. I was hoping you knew.
Right.
I do believe the queen holds court with the pickles. We'll move on to our next question.
Oh, okay. That'll be fine.
All right, great. Can you tell me more about the blues? To what degree has it actually controlled the course of your life?
Well, I've had the blues, you know. I've had a broken heart. If you ever had a broken heart, you've had the blues. If you were hungry and you didn't have any cash on you, you had the blues. If you had to walk way too far to get anywhere, you had the blues.
I see.
It's just the sadness, the melancholy and the infinite sadness that's always around, you know. And a lot of people, they try to keep their spirits up in whatever ways, so they don't notice the sadness. But we're surrounded by it. And I think the best way to deal with that is to focus on it. So once you focus on it, you feel that sadness. You go, okay, I'm sad. I've got the blues.
Yes.
This is bad. Things are rough for me right now. And then you go, okay, how am I going to get out of this? You don't want to stay in the blues, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, he just killed him.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, you know, he drank himself to death and all that, all the cocaine that guy did, it was a lot.
That sounds horrible.
You know, he turned his life around at the end, but the damage was done. Like he was going to AA meetings and staying clean and staying sober. I'm very proud of him, but unfortunately, it had already done the damage, and he just couldn't last. I mean, his last album was perfect.
Okay.
You know, Crossfire Blue. You know, it was perfect.
I do find that having A-plus prawns is delightful at dinner. That is the best delicacy that one could probably hope for in the state of Alabama, especially if you're there on the shore.
Do you grill them, boil them, or butter braise them?
They're usually served on a skewer of some sort, I think. Maybe with a nice salad.
Oh, okay.
We'll take a brief break for some advertisements, and hopefully you'll be able to find yourself a little more comfortable when we return to the show.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
That seems dangerous. You could stab your eye out on a skewer, maybe choke.
I suppose one could have some sort of injury if one was not careful with the dining experience.
You better have a good gag reflex if you're going to use a skewer.
Oh, I use a knife and fork with my dinner.
With a skewer?
Is that not common in the blues?
You hold a skewer with... I thought we were talking about skewers.
I would place the knife on one end of...
Typically, most everybody in the world uses a knife and a fork, except for some of those Asian places where they use the sticks.
Ah, yes, chopsticks. Yes, that is a thing.
And surely they've got forks, too. I mean, they have to have forks. Everybody's got forks. It's 2024.
Yes. I do believe that there are forks in many of the restaurants these days. I haven't been to one without a fork in quite some time. I believe we'll ignore the music cue this time, Garrow, if we could. I don't feel that we've really gotten into the meat of the interview.
Your manager told me you have to go at 8:30.
Yes, I know that we have a time limit that we're trying to meet, but since this will be edited in post, I'm hoping that it might be all right if we go above and beyond. Maybe we can get a little bit more into the recording experience or more about Lexi's personal life. Do you think that would be something that we could do?
Yeah, it's 8:27 now, so I don't want to keep you too late, even though I would die to have you stay here.
Hey, I'm the guest, man. You ask the questions, and I'll answer them to the best of my abilities. You know, I'm an open book, so to speak. You know.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for having so much patience here.
Please stay as long as you want. I would never kick you out.
It is time to end the show.
Yes, if you could just make that annoying automation stop, something, whatever that sound is.
That robot is awful.
Do you?
It's troubling. If you could, Garrow, please.
Yeah, it's annoying. It hurts my ears. Like, whose idea was that robot voice? That's just dumb.
Yeah, yes, that...
Oh, really? That's delightful. I can't wait to try out all these ideas. They've got such great ideas.
Of course. Yes. Okay. Here we are back in the interview. Could you tell us a little bit more about a particularly memorable moment or a particularly memorable experience that you've had during your... Garrow.
Not again.
Please.
Oh, God.
It just interrupts the tone of the recording.
Oh, God. I apologize. God, I never, I never correct the guests. It's something that I never do.
We're going to have a serious conversation about your contract after this recording.
Oh, God. Okay, well, I understand. Right, okay.
But you see, I have to start over the question now.
Thank you so much. If there's anything else that we can do...
Right, and I have forgotten what the question was. A good memory about a time I wore a tuxedo. I was at the Grammys about 6 years ago. I didn't win anything. I didn't even get nominated, but it was a cool time.
Yes.
And I got to wear a tuxedo, Louis Velour or Louis Vuitton or whatever those guys were. I mean, it's weird to see, you know.
Oh, yes.
All the guys just dressed to the nines. It was nice. And there are some very pretty ladies there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I like pretty ladies. I like to look at them.
Continue.
I wouldn't mind touching one if they would be, you know, open to that. Because, you know, this is, you don't want to get Me Too'd in this life. You know, you ruin your career.
You were saying when you're at your grandmother's house, she doesn't mind you using the euphemism granny. This is your mother's mother who used the baton to lead the band, the marching band.
Right, right.
I see.
That is 100% correct, sir. Granny doesn't mind. She does, you know, like a lot of grandmothers, she does have one of those sewing kits that are actually in a cookie tin.
Yes.
I have never seen cookies in one of those tins. You know, the little blue cookies with the round, blue cookie tins with the round pictures of the cookies all over them, you know.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
So is this your grandmother that you're trying to get nookie from? Is that what you're saying? But perhaps I misheard.
Cookies, sugar cookies, sir.
Oh,
I'm not really into my grandmother that way. She's a very nice lady, and I'm sure at one time in her life she's beautiful, but now she's like 95 years old. She can't see. She can barely walk.
I see.
You know, she's just not really looking good for her. And I might be able to turn this sadness into a song about my granny. And that would be fantastic. You know, maybe for a B-side or an EP or something. I think we might be able to do that. I'll have to talk to Phil and the guys. And
how would you say that you handle criticism or negative feedback?
As long as I'm learning something and improving, I don't think there's anything such as negative feedback, you know, unless you're just, you know, a bitter, angry person spewing venom at us just because, you know, we're rich and famous and you're not. And that's just sad. You know, get off your ass and make something of yourself. And don't sit there in your mother's basement typing hate on the social medias. You know, that's no way to live your life.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Right? You're 100% positive about that. I mean, yeah. That's a strong rebuttal. That's a strong theory right there. It's... my mind is blown.
I couldn't help but notice over the digital recording here the coloration of your shirt there, sir. Would you describe those as the paw prints of dinosaurs?
Yes, they're little dinosaurs. This is a triceratops here and a stegosaurus and there aren't any T-Rexes on here, which it was just kind of the same. A shame. It's sad, but you know, I don't think it's sad enough to write a blues song about. You know, there aren't any T-Rexes on my shirt. I don't think that'd be a hit. I don't think anybody would listen to that, and I think it'd be a waste of time to make it.
Yes,
but it's a nice shirt. It's comfortable. It's got a pocket. It's, you know, multicolored dinosaurs on them, and this one is like three colors. He's orange and he's blue and he's yellow. You know, they're spiffy. Stegosaurus. Did I say Stegosaurus? Because that's a Stegosaurus.
And is it true that shirt is worn in homage to your greatest influence? Everyone will remember back in 1987 from their album, What Up Dog? Was Not Was. Beautiful award-winning song, Walk the Dinosaur. Is that your greatest inspiration? Is that true?
Yes, yes. I love that song. I walked like a dinosaur. I got a shovel and I went out to the desert trying to find a dinosaur to, you know, to get some kind of reference, frame of reference to know how exactly big they were. I mean, I guess I could have gone to the museum, but, you know, they don't let you put leashes on the dinosaurs in the museum, and I didn't want to knock over all the bones and cause more work for those guys. So I just bypassed the whole thing and went out to the desert.
I see.
You know, me and a buddy named Tom, we went out there and we did a lot of peyote and almost got eaten by two dinosaurs, but we got away safely. There was a skinwalker, a shapeshifter, and some shaman guy who did a little rain dance and got us some water out there. It was a good time.
Yes,
yeah, the homage to Walk the Dinosaur, because you know dinosaurs are fabulous. They're wonderful, you know. They ruled the ancient world, and we wouldn't have gasoline for our cars without the dinosaurs. You know that's true. You know,
walking one's cat Tom in the desert on a paleontological leash, if you will, does sound like quite an experience.
It was a grand time.
It does sound like quite an experience. How do you stay motivated to focus on your goals?
Well, you know, the key to motivation, to staying motivated, is to rest when you're tired. Don't push yourself. You'll burn out.
I see.
You'll burn out, you know, and it's, I know they say it's better to burn out than to fade away, but that's horse crap. You know, you want longevity in this game. You know, you want to be like Ozzy Osbourne, being 75 Ooh. Years old and still rocking out. You don't want to be Kurt Cobain.
Ooh.
And eating the shotgun, you don't want to do that. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of not funny that Kurt Cobain shot his face off, but I really think that was Courtney Love's doing,
oh.
You know. But I mean, I didn't know her, so I can't say with certainty, but, you know, it's awfully suspect. It's not funny.
Yes, yes, yes. And this friend of yours, Courtney, does she often use hunting weapons to make music?
Yes, she has an elephant gun, a machete, and a chainsaw. I know you don't typically hunt with a chainsaw, but, you know, she's avant-garde. And she's out there doing new stuff, trying to take music in a new direction, you know, because you've got rock, and you've got the raps, and you've got the countries, which is basically rap now. And then you've got bluegrass and you, of course you got gospel, because you got to have gospel, because that's the root of it all, you know, of all music.
Oh.
But you've got that industrial metal, whether it's just jackhammers and stuff like that. And she's trying to improve upon that. She's a very special individual. Beautiful soul.
I see. So when you're cutting the grass, the Kentucky grass, with your industrial machines and chainsaws and trying to make this type of music, Do you ever ask yourself, does it really matter what other people think of me? Do you ever ask yourself that question?
Oh, no, I don't worry about what people think of me. I have a pretty healthy self-esteem system and a view of myself and my place in the world. And music is all I am here for. That's why God put me on this planet. That's why I'm on the third stone from the sun, so to speak. And
okay, then.
That's what I do. It's my passion. It's my love. You know, I would rather play music than go bowling, per se, or you know, have sex with a lady. Music is where it's at.
Yes, yes. And do you find yourself often fantasizing about your favorite actor, French Stewart?
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy. He's funny. I wish I could be on that show with him.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to him. Like, I feel like he just vanished after the alien show with With that little boy with the long hair. What was his name? John Larroquette.
John Larroquette from Night Court?
Yeah, wasn't he in that show?
Hell no, to the no, 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 hell to the no.
I'm not sure you may be confusing that show with another show.
No, I'm pretty sure it was John Larroquette.
I must be honest, I don't really pay attention much to pop culture.
Kelsey Grammer, maybe. Was it Kelsey Grammer?
No, 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 no.
It's one of my weaknesses. I'm trying to familiarize myself by having popular guests like yourself here on the broadcast.
Oh. Well, you're doing great work. Having folks such as myself, I'm not really like super caliber well known. I mean, you know, the band is probably better known than me.
Oh, really?
But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Could you tell the audience again the name of your band and the name of your upcoming album that we want all of them to purchase at their closest record shop, local shops only, ladies and gentlemen. Please only use local record establishments when you purchase Mr. Lexi Penelope's brand new album, which will be shortly coming out in 2 years.
Two weeks. It's going to be out. It's going to be out in March.
In March. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, with the March of the Penguins, your album, which will be called
Fuck My Face in the Key of D.
With the Blues, yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Fuck My Face with the Blues, the Key of D.
The Key of D, is that a specific type of...
It's a long title. It's kind of a joke title between the guys, you know. You know, but there's, you know, inside jokes, and I don't really want to go into that, you know.
Yes.
You know, that'll come out in the gossip rags before too long, and they'll find out why it's called, you know, Fuck My Face with the Blues.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Another delightful interview with your host, Precipicacious Thompson. That's me. Here on Droll Interviews. Gerald, if you will, please address the sounds in the studio.
When you scream like that, it affects the mic.
I know, Geralt.
We're ready for the
I'm trying.
Show.
I'm.
Hey, look. Look. Don't look at me, lady.
He's very particular. I'm about trying.
I swear to God, my volume is off. It's not me. I mean, first one was me, but I have turned the fucking. I'm sorry. I've turned the freaking volume off, and I. It's not me.
Thank you.
I've probably missed 3,000 or 4,000 texts from my freaking manager because he's a busybody. But you know, he's a good guy. He's just he's micromanaging kind of guy. He, you know, he's got lots of things going for us right now.
For being so good.
It gets a little hectic. You know, the schedule is hectic. You know, I got a book reading, a book signing, a demo. I got to fly a freaking plane over in Paraguay next Thursday, and I got to learn how to fly a freaking plane by Thursday. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this one off, but...
I see.
But Mike says it's golden opportunity for promotion and getting the band's name out. You know, and the band's name is...
Uh-huh.
Acrylic Crab Apple Grass Barrel Bunches. You're going to love us. You know, we've got 7 or 8 albums. We've been around a minute.
Oh, yeah.
This blues album, it's gonna be bluesy.
Yeah.
It's gonna be terrific. You're gonna love it. You know, if you like thrash metal, you can go back and buy our last album, the thrash metal album called Thrash in Your Ass.
I see.
If you like thrash music, and I know not a lot of people do, or maybe not everybody does. You know, it's killer. It's hard. It's raw. You know, we get a lot of that guttural, you know, that guttural vocals on it. I haven't done my voice exercises, so I didn't do it proper. I apologize, but you know, you're really gonna be like, oh my goodness, what is wrong with that guy? Is he an animal? Is he possessed by demons? And no, that's not true. I mean, I was not at the time. I was, you know, very into the thrash metal and doing all I can could to stay on top of being a good screamo vocalist. But I lost my voice for about 2 months after the recording session, so we didn't take that album on tour.
Okay, then.
But there's a lot of classic songs on there, like Hammer Fist, Fuckface, and, you know, I know it sounds aggressive, but it's really a love song. It's about a man and a woman and what they do in the nighttime, you know, on a good night out. It's wholesome music.
Ah, yeah.
It's not that you think you're the shit, but you're actually the fart song that is very popular right now by that Ice Spice person. And I really thought that the Spice Girls broke up, and I don't recall there being an Ice Spice, but... I mean, I remember Old Spice and Ginger Spice and Vanilla Spice and Poppy Spice, Baby Spice and Cinnamon Spice, but I don't remember an Ice Spice. I think they're trying to pull one over on us. Maybe it's a Mandela effect. What do you think?
Yes, I don't like to use epithets, but I do often travel on planes with a pair of homosexual men, and I can't refer to all of the record album names on the air according to, of course, the FCC regulations, but I will say it's been a delight to have you here.
Oh yes, it's thank you for having me here.
If you wouldn't mind, just hang out for a moment after the interview.
Okay.
Gerald has a few things that she'll need to sort there with you.
Okay.
I'm going to do my little outro recording here, and we'll wrap up the episode.
Okay, well, thank you for having me. Thank Gerald for the beverage and just the positive attitude she has all the time. The whole experience was wonderful. I thank you for letting me come all the way up here to Philadelphia.
It's Pittsburgh.
Or Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh.
Wherever the hell we are. And you know, because you lose track of where you're at, you know, being a musician, because you're on the road all the time, you know.
Right, right.
You only know what day it is by the bottle you're drinking out of. And you just, you know, it's hard work. I mean, it's fun work. Don't get me wrong, but, you know.
We're so happy that
it's hot. Anyway, thank you for letting me come on here and promote.
We're so happy that you were able to join us here this week on Droll Interviews with Perspicacious Thompson. Well, I am your host, Perspicacious Thompson, and we do cover the world's most exciting interviews. We'll have another exciting interview for you next week. Please come back and join us. Please. And thank you. I hope that you have a delightful evening. We'll talk to you soon.
Mr. Lexi, I just have to say I'm such a huge fan. That song about the thrash in my ass, it just does me right. Sometimes on a weekend we go downtown, we drive right past the Giant Eagle, and we go to a club, and they play that thrash in my ass song, and I get so excited, I swear I get a rash in my ass.
Oh my goodness, yeah, you shouldn't use a little talcum powder.
You don't say, a little talcum.
But that's fabulous. I'm glad you're enjoying our music. And I will definitely sign your boobs if you'd like. Yeah, I'm going to send you a couple of copies of the new CD when we're done with it. Oh, right over here to this particular studio. And I'll sign them. I'll have the guy sign them, you know. You can just cherish those. I promise you.
You want to learn it wonderful.
Thank you.
So
thank
you say just a little talcum powder? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, that'll keep you from getting a rash in your ass when you've got the thrash up there.
They've got such great ideas. We don't get these ideas down here. Not in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you do.
Every once in a while, you hear about one of the Steelers who use the talcum powder down in their pads when they're wearing their football jerseys and things like that. But I don't want to keep you too late, even though I would die. I would die to have you stay here. Please stay as long as you want. I would never kick you out.
Well, all right. Like I said, my schedule is tight for the rest of the evening. But, you know, I can wiggle some room in about 10:30. You know, if you're free, Garrel, we'll go down and we'll get some drinks, you know.
You pronounced my name correctly the first time. You did, I swear. You did it right the first time. Everyone's always calling me Garrel. I don't know how they could possibly mistake
No. That. It's clearly Garrel. I got ears, you know. But yeah, I'll come back by, you know, I'll scoop you up at your place and we'll go out on the town. What do you say, Garrel? Don't gush. I'm just a normal guy. You don't have to stress or nothing, you know. I have a pair of dry panties that I keep in case the ladies get moist. If you like, you can have them.
And my husband would kill me. My husband would kill me.
Oh yeah. I don't want to break up a happy home. That wasn't my intention. I just wanted to, you know, thank you guys for, you know, just take you out and have a good time.
I'll tell you something else that's tighter than your schedule in the room.
Oh well. Well, I'll see you at 10:30 then. Okay, Carol.
I'm not really married. Okay. Of course, we'll talk about that later. Okay.
No, yes,
I'm wrapping up the studio now.
No, yes,
I'll wrap it up, yes. I'll be waiting for your call later.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you get my number?
Definitely. I'll be at your house at 10:30. Look pretty. I mean, not that you can look prettier than you already do, sweetheart, but, you know, we're going to get out on the town. We're going to blow off some steam. This won't matter. It's okay.
I am going to need those other panties.
We would love to receive your feedback, your improvisation suggestions, your questions for advice, and your musical compositions for response. Please email us or send us a voicemail. Our address is liongoatpodcast@gmail.com. Find, like, review, subscribe, and contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Patreon, Spotify, TikTok, YouTube, and X at liongoatpodcast, all one word, liongoatpodcast. Please subscribe to this podcast on your podcast player. We are available on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and anchor.fm/liongoatpodcast. Please tell all your friends, enemies, and any strangers to listen to our podcast. This will help us bring joy to everyone. Text-to-speech services were provided by freetts.com and readloud.net. Various audio clip content used for the purposes of satire were located on youtube.com and the Internet Archive. Additional sound effects were provided by freesound.org. Other original music for today's show was composed, performed, and recorded by the excellent musicians at Hairline Productions. Today's show was edited, produced, and recorded by the world's greatest sound designers and engineers at Hairline Productions. Please like their content on SoundCloud/Hairline Productions.